Hey everyone, welcome to episode 36 of Student Radio Stories. This episode includes an interview with Polly Marquist. Polly is a graduate of Student Radio and is currently an assistant producer for Virgin Radio. In this episode, we discuss Polly's time in Student Radio and what it is like to be a producer. Let's get into the interview.
So I currently work at Virgin Radio as an assistant producer for the weekends, but I also do some digital bits, so helping out with social media as well during the week.
So how did you get this position at Virgin Radio?
So it was actually through a friend. I know they always say it's who you know, but I think it just does sort of amplify the fact that make the most of whoever you meet. But yeah, my friend who was actually on the SRA committee at the time, she was the chair, Naomi, she was working at Virgin at the time, and they were looking for extra freelancers to help work with weekends, because I think a lot of people had been moving roles and things, and she introduced me to the producer, and it kind of went from there, really. I sent my CV over, and I came in for some training.
That was a pretty lucky opportunity.
Very, very lucky. Honestly, feel very... very lucky, because if I wasn't there that weekend with her, you know, all these little things that sort of add up in life and you don't really realize what's happening.
So what previous experiences have you had of working in the radio industry?
So I've had a couple of weird ones, actually. I guess it kind of started when I was doing work experience at school. You know, they have those sort of like week-long programs and you're meant to go for a couple of days. Mine actually got cancelled, so I tried to organise something in my holiday because I was really looking forward to it. I just wanted some sort of experience of the outside world. I didn't know where yet. But I got in contact with one of my local radio stations. That was Radio Jackie in Tolworth in Surrey, and asked them if I could just come in for a few days and sort of get some experience seeing what they were doing. That's probably the first bit of experience I had, and that was just sort of like helping with notes, you know, old typical runner things like getting coffee. But it was really cool because they gave me a chance to look around the studio, sort of actually have a look at some hardware and stuff, which was really fun. And then went on this exchange program in France and was really, really lucky to get some work experience in a French radio station. I must say it was one of the most peculiar things I've ever done in my life. I just ended up in the middle of a field, like trying to look for the studio the first time and I couldn't find it. But yeah, it was the same sort of thing when I eventually managed to get there and was just sort of doing little content bits for their website. I was doing like news flashes on their Facebook page, which was quite fun. And I still follow them on Facebook and they're doing loads of like crazy events at the moment, which is really cool. And then, yeah, joined university, started student radio. And after that, I started getting some interning shifts at Capital South Coast because I went to uni in Southampton. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess.
So what made you want to join your university student radio station?
I think I mainly have my mum to thank for this one. I know A-level results day is around the corner and I actually ended up going through clearing, fluked my GCSEs, so gave me the false sense of confidence that I was going to be fine for my A-levels and didn't quite exactly get the grades I wanted to. So I went through clearing, applied to Southampton, went to see it 2 weeks before I started uni, and on the open day the student radio station Surge had a tent on the Red Brick, which was like the main sort of student area where the students union and on the campus was, and so they had this tent and they were blasting out music and my mum was like, go talk to them. She literally fully pushed me to go and talk to them, you know, when you do that little stumble. And spoke to the station manager then at the time, and it all went from there, I guess.
So what roles have you had as part of your university student radio station?
Started out just doing applying for my own show and presenting, and then I sort of tried to get more involved in any extra opportunities, so doing like production bits, any social media bits that popped up, anything they needed help with, I was just trying to make myself available. And applied for the role of program controller in my second year, so I did that for 2 years. I reran and got re-elected, and then in my final year at uni I was the station manager, which was really cool.
Oh wow, that must have been quite a lot to be the station manager of your station.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how I made it through uni. It was a lot, but it was a lot of fun, and I think it gave me a lot of practice in the sense of, I think everybody thinks that people at the top, or just people in student radio on committees and things, and I guess this applies to other societies too. I think people always think you've got everything together all the time, but that's not true. I was here, there, and everywhere. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of responsibility, and there are so many things I could have done so much better. But I think it's important to, no matter what you do at student radio, no matter what you do in any sort of radio you do, you've got to look back and think at least you're having fun and doing the best you can.
Yeah, you were just learning as you went along.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, what were some of your highlights during your time in student radio as part of your station and any involvement you had with the SRA?
Oh gosh, there are so many things. I think in terms of the SRA, big things first. I think the Student Radio Awards is just the best night out. It's always so much fun, even if you're not up for anything, because I never was personally. The station was a couple of times, and it's just so lovely to be there with your student radio friends, or if you're part of student radio and you don't really know anyone else who's doing it, it's just a great way to meet people. And that's the same way with the conferences every year as well. They're just so much fun. You're seeing a new bit of a new city, you're meeting other like-minded people, whether you want to go into radio or whether you're just enjoying doing student radio. So I'd thoroughly recommend those to literally anyone, even if they're not that interested in radio. I think it's a great way to sort of see behind the scenes. I know it's quite a lot to commit to, but once you're there, you just have the best time. And I guess as part of my station, I think it was always loads of fun to meet other stations, see what they were doing. I think it's quite easy to, once you're getting started in your student radio station, maybe sort of close yourself off to the idea that there are other people around the country doing the same, similar, or different things that you'd want to do. But I think all the events that we worked really hard to pull off, things like Elections Night Live with these student union elections, the Christmas light switch on we always had, which was always a production nightmare, but always really loads of fun. Auditioning people, seeing people who are really passionate about student radio. And honestly, in a really lame way, one of my favourite things was actually schedule planning. So that time of year comes around when everyone was applying for their shows and I was programme controller, and sort of working out where they can fit on the schedule and trying my best to help people fit where they wanted to go. Obviously, it's not always easy sailing. Not everyone always gets the slots they want, but it was always loads of fun to try and help people get what they wanted and try and figure something out to help them with their shows as well.
So, what made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
I think the same sort of thing, being around like-minded people who are enjoying the things that they did in student radio and want to make it better for other people and want to open the eyes of people who may not have been involved, and also sort of, yeah, that sort of group feeling of having, like, achieving things and wanting to make the experience better for people who want to go into student radio, who might not even know it exists or have been part of student radio and want to stay in touch with that as well.
So I understand you just finished a year as the alumni officer. What does this role entail, and what have you enjoyed about this role?
So the role, quite broadly, is looking after the alumni of student radio. It's quite challenging because there are so many people who have been involved at so many different levels, and I think starting off it was very daunting thinking of all of these people that I didn't know how to reach out to, but it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, because of everything that happened with COVID-19, a lot of the plans were scuppered. But it was so lovely working with a team of people, like I said, that really just wanted to make everyone's experience better, be more inclusive, and who are really passionate, because we were all volunteers, you know. You've got to put a lot of extra time in outside of your job or uni if that's what you're doing. So
That must be quite exciting to be an alumni officer if you get to speak to people that were in student radio and now working in big names in the radio industry.
yeah, for sure. It's really cool to think of all of the people that we've been able to get involved in the SRA in the past and people that will continue to get involved, because there are so many amazing, dynamic and bold voices in the industry at the moment on the presenting side of things and the production side of things and the management side of things. I think it's crazy how many people did come through student radio as well and have sort of just made that their life goal and made it happen. But as well, I think what is really important for me to consider was the people who aren't necessarily those big names in the industry, the people who may not be as involved in student radio, but it's sort of guided their life in some way. It's just helped them figure out what they're interested in with their own projects, maybe podcasting, maybe audio, maybe not even remotely related to audio, maybe the social media sort of side of things, marketing, design, tech, anything like that. I think it was really important for me to try and sort of like help them reconnect to that group that maybe helped them excel in that sort of way, as well as like fresh graduates out of student radio, helping them find their feet, things like that.
So what tips would you give to those wanting to be radio producers?
Oh gosh, I mean, I am not an expert in production by any means, but I think from watching the people around me and sort of learning from them, I think the tips I'd give is to listen to the people around you, take, and not in the sort of just for the sake of it way, really listen, take their ideas on board. I think hashing things out with people and sort of reaching an amalgamation of ideas is probably the best way to create content, because you'll think of things that other people haven't thought of, they'll think of things that you haven't thought of, and just working together, I think, as much as everyone says it all the time, it's just honestly the best thing. There's an incredible book if you're feeling completely lost, because I do all the time. It's called How to Make Great Radio by David Lloyd, which I was very lucky to actually get in a Secret Santa at work. So that's really handy. It's got some great life advice. David Lloyd is an industry legend. And I think just have confidence in yourself. If you've got an idea, even if it's a baby idea and you've not really worked on it, this is something that I need to get better at myself, is just actually not dismissing it if you think it sounds a bit stupid, but sitting down, like I said, even hashing it out with yourself just to see if you can get anything out of it, and then actually pitch it, raise it, have the confidence in yourself to know that your ideas are actually worth something and could lead to something great.
So finally, what advice would you give to those students currently part of student radio?
Make the most of it. It is such a great thing to be part of, and there are going to be so many people around you doing amazing things. Don't let that make you feel like you're not doing as good. You'll be doing different things. Maybe the things you want to do aren't exactly the same, and just because they're doing great things doesn't mean that you can't. I think as well, if you want to go for a committee position, run for it. Even if you don't think you'll get it, run for it, get the experience. And who knows, you might get it. Oh, I'm trying to think of all of the things that happened in the 4 years I was at student radio. There's just so much going on. Throw yourself into everything that you want to, but also be mindful to look after yourself. Don't feel pressured to do things. And talk to the people around you. Student radio committees are there for a reason. They're to look after their members. So make sure you're checking in with the people around you, just letting them know how you're getting on as well. And I think that's important for everyone, regardless of student radio.
Well, thank you, Polly. It's been great to hear from you about your radio journey and your work in the radio industry, and also all the advice you've been giving.
Oh, thanks so much, Kate. It's been a great opportunity and I've loved chatting to you.
Thank you, Polly, for sharing your radio journey with me. It's been great to hear from you. Good luck in your future radio opportunities. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!